The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 26th of April, 2008. It's the birthday of the novelist Bernard Malamud, born in Brooklyn, New York, 1914, grew up in a household where both Yiddish and English were spoken, wrote a few stories in college, graduated into the middle of the Depression, was struggling hard just to earn enough money to eat and pay the rent, got a job as a clerk in the Census Bureau in 1940, where he could spend his mornings working and then sit at his desk and write short stories. Got a few of them published, got a job teaching at Oregon State. And it was while he was working there that he published his first novel, The Natural, about a talented ballplayer. It came out in 1952. It was a huge success, and he went on to write many, many more novels. Bernard Malamud, who said, "I write a book or a short story at least three times, once to understand it, the second time to improve the prose, and a third to compel it to say what it still must say." Bernard Malamud, who said, "The purpose of the writer is to keep civilization from destroying itself." It's the birthday of the Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius, born in Rome in the year AD 121. He rose through the ranks of the Roman Senate and became emperor in AD 161. He wrote a philosophical work called Meditations, one of the few Roman emperors who's as well known for his writing as he was for his reign. Before Marcus Aurelius came to power, the Roman Empire went through incredible prosperity and peace, a time known as the Pax Romana. It lasted nearly 200 years. The empire stretched from Scotland all the way to the Arabian desert, the richest people living in great villas with central heating. The historian Tacitus wrote that it was a time of rare happiness when we may think what we please and express what we think. But almost as soon as Marcus Aurelius became emperor, Rome encountered a series of disasters. There were plagues and famines and wars. The empire had to be defended against invaders, against the Germans in the north and the Parthians in the east. And in the midst of all of this chaos, Marcus Aurelius consoled himself by keeping a kind of diary filled with philosophic meditations. He was a Stoic. The Stoics believed in detaching yourself from everything in the universe that is outside of your power to control. His Meditations, first printed in Zurich in 1559. It was on this day in 1937, German bombers attacked and destroyed the city of Guernica, Spain, in the Basque part of the country. It was the first time in history that a city was completely destroyed from the air, and it inspired Pablo Picasso to make his famous painting, Guernica, 12 feet high, 26 feet wide. First shown at the Paris World's Fair in the summer of 1937, shown in Spain, finally, in 1981. Here's a poem for today by Tim Nolan entitled Prayer Chain. My mother called to tell me about an old classmate of mine who was dying on the parish prayer chain, or was very sick or destitute, or it had not worked out, the marriage, or the kids were all on drugs, and all the old mothers were praying intensely for all the pain of their children and for life. They were praying for life in their quiet rooms, sipping decaf coffee. I bet they've been praying for me at times, so I'll find my way, so I won't rob a bank. I'll take them, the mystical prayers of old mothers. It matters, all this patient and purposeful love. Prayer Chain by Tim Nolan. Used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. and by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.